supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You know the great Julie Andrews from the classic motion picture Mary Poppins. And of course, the legendary Dick Van Dyke in the role of Bert in the film. There have been many productions of Mary Poppins that have hit the stage. Actually, recently here in Chicago, yet another opening here in the Chicago area very shortly, starting February 28th and running through the 27th. The latest production of Mary Poppins will open, brought on by Night Blue Performing Arts Company, that'll be at stage 773 in the Lakeview neighborhood. And joining us in studio to talk about it all is Mary and Bert and the kids. Nice to have everyone here with us. Kyrie Anderson, Mary Poppins, welcome. Nice to have you here. Hello.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I didn't bring an umbrella. You didn't bring your hat. You didn't bring your bag.
It's so early in the morning.
I have high expectations of my Mary Poppins here. Thank you. Nice to have you here with us. And playing the role of Bert is Ryan Dooley. He actually did enter the building from the roof of Tribune Tower.
That's quite right. Right down the chimney.
Right down the chimney. We appreciate you being here as well. And then we have Liam Dahlberg, who is Michael Banks. Young man, nice to have you here with
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. Thank you for coming. And also little Jane Banks is Sage Harper. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, cute a voice is that. My goodness. Nice to have you all here with us today. So how much fun is it to, I mean, just put this production on? It has to be.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been a ton of fun. Everyone in this cast is immensely talented. Mm-hmm. And I didn't follow the story as closely as some people when I was a child. So it's been a lot of fun for me just really learning what it's all about.
Really? How interesting that this is not something that you grew up with. And so you're really kind of able to take a whole, you know, fresh approach to this then, I would think, as an actress, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And with it being such a small space and not a huge theater, we're able to make this, I think, more intimate and maybe a little more truth than sometimes Disney, kind of all the effects and the bigness of it does.
So, Ryan, talk to me a little bit about this. I mean, you know, Stage 773, very intimate series of theaters there. Mm-hmm. What's it like to perform them? This is kind of a bigger-than-life show that's being presented on a smaller venue.
Absolutely. Well, it allows you to focus more on the characters and on the character relationships and sort of on, like Kyrie said, about the more intimate aspect of that, as opposed to sort of the effects, you know, blown-up type of productions that you can see in like a 2,000-seat house or something. It allows for greater emotional realism, I think, which can be really awesome with this story because these characters are very strong and very real. And so when you watch those interactions in a space like that, they can really come alive that way.
Yeah. So how about for you guys performing on the small stage? I mean, you probably could just reach out and touch the audience, I'll bet, right?
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah? what's it like? I mean, does it make you more nervous? Or?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see the audience's reaction since you can be right up close with them. And there's obviously a lot of magic in the show with Mary Poppins. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Now, did you guys grow up watching Mary Poppins, the movie, or, you know, different productions of Mary Poppins growing up?
I think Mary Poppins was actually probably one of the first shows I ever saw. My grandmother took me to it when I was really little.
Wow. And were you always a fan as a little kid?
Yeah, I love Mary Poppins. This is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to be in it.
Did you ever, while you watched it, you know, back in the old days when you were just a little kid, did you ever say, boy, I want to be in that show? I would love to be in, do something like that?
Definitely.
That's fun. How about for you?
Yeah, I grew up watching it with my parents, and I always loved the spoonful of sugar when they're tidying up the nursery. And yeah, Michael Banks has been like a dream role for me since I was very young, and I've always wanted to play it.
That's amazing. So the proximity of the small space for you, what's that like, you know, from your perspective?
It's a bit nerve-wracking, I think, especially the role that everyone has huge expectations. I think, you know, everyone does, a lot of people know this movie and the roles, and certainly going to be a bit challenging, you know, right in front of the people and giving them the Mary they want, I hope.
I wonder if it's going to be distracting in any way, because, you know, the two songs that you're both going to, you know, sing here today, I'm pretty sure that I might sing along with you. Because don't we all? Everybody knows the words for Mary Poppins songs, yeah. Right?
Oh, that might be a little
not,
bit fun.
I will not ruin your production. You don't want to hear my spoonful of sugar, believe me. But I wonder if, you know, if you guys have taken that into account at all, that it could be a little distracting, right, while you're trying to perform and somebody who's 2 feet away from you is supercalifragilisticing right along with you.
Well, yeah, it's different than even when you're doing, like, whether it's a Rodgers and Hammerstein show or something like that, where people may have a prior history of it because this is a Disney movie and it's a movie that people have grown up with. So people are bringing their own prior histories and their own childhood into it. There's a responsibility there that, you know, you want to do justice to that.
And yet make it your own at the same time.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to open because I'm really curious to see how, you know, I've seen this so many times. I'm always so curious to see how different actors and directors have different takes on, you know, this same source material pretty much.
Absolutely.
So we'll hear a little bit of it in just a moment. We've got a couple of live songs for you. When we come back, the new production of Mary Poppins is about to open, and February 28th will be the opening. Playing through March 27th, stage 773 is 1225 West Belmont in Chicago. And we will be back with a little Mary Poppins fun next.
A most delightful way.
I'm telling you what, I may join you with one of these songs here. Just hearing the original with Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke in this amazing soundtrack from Mary Poppins. The new production of Mary Poppins is about to open in Chicago on one of the smaller stages in Chicago, more intimate stages. I cannot wait to see it performed this way. It's stage 773, performed by Night Blue Performing Arts Company, Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins, that will open in previews on February 28th. The official opening is March the 2nd, but will then play until March 27th. And the version that we're going to see on the stage is the one, pretty similar, right? That's all the songs, all the production-wise, pretty similar to what we already know, right?
Absolutely. Following along the same basic storyline. Mary comes into this family with the troublesome children and
oh, you troublesome children, you.
I know, can't you see it?
Proudly smiling, happy to be troublesome children. So which song are we going to do first here? And when I say we, I'm saying I may join you in this. I could jump in at any time. What are we doing first?
I think the first song we're going to be doing is Chim Chimini, Chim Chim Chim, Chiru.
Chiru. Get it all in. Get the whole thing in here. Here they go from Mary Poppins at stage 773.
It's the best view in the world, eh? The birds, the stars, and the chimney sweeps get to see it. Nothing debated, eh? Now, as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim cheree, a sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim cheroo, good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you, or blow me a kiss.
But
and that's lucky too.
We are on the radio, you know.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim cheree,
when you're with the sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them's what sings chim chim cheree, chim cheroo. Chim chimini, chim chim cheree, chim charoo.
very, very lovely. Really nice.
Thank you.
So are we going to see like similar kind of choreography that we know? I mean, as we say, the show is so much bigger than life. I mean, I'm thinking when, you know, I'm hearing this song, but I'm picturing some of the others where there's amazing choreography and flying around and all that. Is that happening in this show?
I'm not quite sure about all the flying around, but Kevin Belli is our choreographer, and he is absolutely wonderful.
Terrific.
I think he has a brilliant eye and mind for the space and for our capabilities as an ensemble and everything. And
so the same kind of wonder.
That it's not going to be the same. It's, you know, it's his own creation, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, very much in the spirit of the choreography.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we don't necessarily want it to be exactly the same because we've already seen that. But, you know, we want a new interpretation. I can see you two guys here. You want to sing, don't you?
Definitely
want to sing. All right, so maybe a little spoonful of sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what will make the medicine go down? The medicine go down. All right, I will not join you in this, but let's take it away, you guys, a little spoonful of sugar.
You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Bees that fetch the nectar from the flower to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence
they find
their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
Absolutely fantastic. There you go, a little encore. Very nice job, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can't wait to come and see you on stage and going crazy on stage. All right, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Kyrie Anderson is Mary Poppins. Ryan Dooley is Bert. We have Sage Harper as Jane Banks and Liam Dahlburn as Michael Banks. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And Mary Poppins will open at Stage 773 in the Lakeview neighborhood, 1225 West Belmont, February 28th through March 27th. You want to get ticket information, all you have to do is go to www.stage773.com or call 773-327-5252.